Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
But I think my main strength, it's my mind. I think it's my strongest point, it's my mind.
It's every day of your life just doing. No passion. No discipline, no motivation. All these words, I hate people. I hate that so many people use these words now because it's watered.
The core problem is that you do not have the discipline to adhere to the program. Meaning, I tried everything looking for the solution, not realizing that the solution was the way that my mental was framed. Like, bro, this is not a physical thing. This is a mental thing.
And I had to learn these lessons on my own through the discipline of hard work and cutting the grass and raking the leaves and doing all these things before school and after school. And he just built a mindset in me that I was like, okay, one day I can fall back on this.
So it's a process. It's a process. It's a real process.
Be really intentional with what it is that you want. Like, if you're subconsciously have told yourself, like, man, I'm just a lazy person. Like, you know, maybe you don't have to say it outward. So if you're subconsciously telling yourself, I'm a lazy person, or I'm the kind of person that kind of gives up, I've got no work ethic, that gives up easily, then you will always show up lazy. You will always show up and give up when things get a little tough.
And if I could just like grab everybody listening to this and like grab them by the ears and like, that's what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
like,
fuck, this is so simple to fix, bro. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it takes effort, but it will change your existence in every single area, man.
And it takes a high level of emotional maturity because your emotions dictate your motion. Like what you're gonna do. And so if you have emotional maturity, you're more likely to lean into discipline when things are suboptimal. If you lack emotional maturity, then how you feel determines what you do next, which is very damaging to outcome-driven humans.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something, not even me, all right?
But what it takes is a discipline that no one can ever even, they just don't understand it. They don't understand, but everybody has the ability to do it, but they just don't want to. They want to keep asking questions and keep going to seminars. And the greatness is right in you. And that's why, once again, I'll say this a million times here, I do not feel sorry for you. I will not sugarcoat what I'm going to say to you because all of you know what I'm saying is the truth. Everybody.
And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not going to reach the level that you want.
And whether things go well or not that day, the emotionally mature man will still do what he has to do to stack his wins, to focus on his purpose, whereas the emotionally immature man will say, well, I didn't sleep well, I had nightmares, so I'll stay in bed. I didn't sleep well, or it's raining outside, it's cold outside, I don't feel good. I just woke up and the airplanes hit the World Trade Center, so I guess I have to change my pattern of life. You have to stay the course no matter what.
And if I could just do that to people and be like, bro, the problem is that you cannot adhere. Let us fix that problem. Let us fix your discipline. And when we fix your discipline, and it's going to be have to fix by grit and force and fortitude, you are going to have to grind it out. You are going to have to push through it, and you are going to have to force yourself into this place of momentum. But if we can fix this, it will fix fucking everything in your life.
The path to strength and health and intelligence and happiness. And most importantly, it'll put you on that path to freedom.
It is painful, right? Not having to hang out with certain people, having to establish a routine, having to establish healthy lifestyles, having to establish healthy eating habits, having to cut out the bullshit in your life, saying, hey, no, I'm not going out tonight. because I got things that I need to accomplish in order to live a life that is not full of regret.
People talk about discipline and determination and, you know, repetitions and all this consistency. Why people fall off the wagon so often is because their mind is full of. There's no room in that mind for discipline. There's no room for consistency. They may do it once or twice, but then the mind takes over and that cluttered garage comes in. And then it's like a circuit breaker, man. A circuit breaker just overloads and sparks. And our minds, that's our mind, man.
And once you shift those things, your whole life changes. But life is constant growth. My life isn't here because I went to one seminar one time and now my life is fit for life. I work out, I train my mind, I train my body, and it becomes a lifestyle. It's not just like you're depending upon somebody else. I'm not here to become somebody's guru. I'm not here to give them a gift. I'm here for them to open up their own gifts. And that's really what my work has been.
I also think that sometimes this strong mindset is also not existing anymore because of the lack of movement. So because it's very simple. Look, even in the disciplines that you are practicing, lifting the weights, there is that moment where the animal comes out. There is that moment where it's like your animal instinct comes out.
So how do you develop those millionaire success traits that will pour into every area of your life, your mindset, your health, fitness, relationship, and your money? Well, you need consistency, focus, and discipline. And the secret to developing that is to set yourself a target to do something that's difficult, that requires a high amount of focus, consistency, and discipline, because there's a deadline to it.
It's almost a mindset of, I don't have to, I get to, right? Approach everything with a level of gratitude. Secondly, look at the things that you do and see what you can extract from it. So when you lose it, is it really a loss if I can extract a level of dedication from it?
It takes a lot of self-discipline to be able to do that nowadays, because you want to be so attached to everything. You want to be so caught up with the world. The world's moving too fast. The world's moving so fast that you're trying to keep up to the point where you lose yourself in the world. So you have to take that time and go to that dark place in your mind and discover who you are.
So now that I can extract that, I can apply it to anything that I want to do in my life and get a chance at success. But most importantly, man, you gotta look at things and say, like, at a certain point, like, eliminate the outcome. Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcome. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'm gonna do this. Just work.
But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you fucking do, you've arrived. When you are misunderstood to the point where fucking people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the fucking gym at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning? You just got through doing an op where people are like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? I don't want to talk to you, man, because you're not going to get it.
I won't take that day off. I'll say, okay, if I'm still tired tomorrow, okay, I get it. But if I wake up 4:30 in the morning, I go, man, I really don't feel like working out today. I think I might be overtraining. Cool. I'm gonna go work out right now. If I feel the same way tomorrow, then I get the day off.
So I'm gonna change the direction of where I'm going. That direction can be changed in an instant. It's a mindset. Just like when we walked in there, that blitzkrieg, what it is two forces joining you. One is a belief in what you're doing. Like Muhammad Ali believed so much he was a champion. He said he was a champion before he was a champion. That's a belief. It has to be that way. That's the steering wheel of life, the direction. Then what's going to fire that through is the engine.
And the more society changes, the less important that list is. We're to a point now where even mainstream colleges don't even require, or mainstream jobs don't even require college degrees anymore. See what I'm saying?
A lot of them.
Things are changing. Yeah. And so being of sound mind and learning how to critically think and learning how to think outside the box to get to the destination that you want to get to is extremely important. And you should have the foresight to do that before you spend all this time.
When you have the vision and you're able to manifest, but then you also put the work in, magic happens, man. Magic. That's where the magic is. But a lot of people never get there.
If I get in that mode of where I feel tired, like, oh, I think I'm overworked. I think I'm overtraining. I think maybe I should just take today off. I won't take that day off. I won't take that day off. I'll say, okay, if I'm still tired tomorrow, okay, I get it. But if I wake up 4:30 in the morning, I go, man, I really don't feel like working out today. I think I might be overtraining. Cool. I'm gonna go work out right now. If I feel the same way tomorrow, then I get the day off.
And what that means is I'm not saying turn off your feelings towards your family, your wife, your husband. I'm not saying that. Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings gotta go away. It's raining outside, it's cold outside. When you don't wanna put those long hours in at work, that's what I'm talking about. Your feelings must go away.
You do that every single day.
You are, you repeatedly do. In anything you do. If you look in the mirror and you frown upon yourself, you created that. That's not an accident, it's a habit. It's like you look in the mirror and you smile because you see excellence. That's not an accident, it's a habit. You guys need to start taking responsibility for your actions. When you start taking responsibility for your actions, you start to find the belief in what you're doing.
And that's what makes my story relatable. I'm willing to let you in to see I'm decently successful now. But I didn't come out like this, man. I didn't come out. That's the story. Is you have to give people just a little bit of hope. There's no hope when they just see greatness in you everywhere. You have to be able to get yourself down to a level of check it out, man. There's hope for you. That's what I'm trying to give you.
So it's very important that you make a decision and you go down that path. You commit to that path with the mentality of having zero options. I don't have a choice but to see this through. Okay, if I don't see this through, I'm going to be digging ditches. That's what I tell myself. When I don't want to come here and I don't want to do this and I get tired of, you know, doing what I do, which happens to everybody, you go through ups and downs. I pretend like I have zero options. I say, well, if I don't fucking do this, bro, I'm going to be digging ditches. So I better show the fuck up and get it done.
And if you're going to make this a lifestyle, you have to lower the barriers. Make the gym cheaper, closer, training partners, exercises you like. You have to raise the impetus, goals, inspiration, and a goddamn real desire to be there.
Day's just beginning, guys. And you're, I swear, I cannot say this enough. When you give it your all in there, even though you're exhausted, you come out of here, everything else from this point forward in your day is easy. And you have new found energy for it. Everyone else is getting up, going about their day in first gear. Boom! You're already fifth gear, mock speed. They're just like, what the fuck is going on here? You're gonna make them question themselves. But it's too late for them. This is your day.
And if you don't get what you...
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
You thought you were going to get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important, what you acquire or who you become? And a lot of people think what they acquire is the thing that makes them who they are. No, it's who you become in the process of chasing what you want to acquire. Right? Change expectation for appreciation. Extract the lessons and the blessings from the situations that didn't turn out the way you wanted them to turn out. But most importantly, man, approach it and eliminate the outcome. Right? Just go for it. Work.
And so, that second that just went by, that counted. You were either gaining ground or you were losing ground.
So this may sound crazy, but I have eliminated and written down the things that take my self-discipline away. I have scheduled the things that make me look like I have self-discipline. I still do little things that create momentum, because momentum, as I've said before, is a magnifier. Momentum can make an average, ordinary person like me produce superhuman results.
And what we have found is that the most successful people have come to that conclusion as well, is that self-discipline is the master key to success. So for you to write down your goals and make a plan and set priorities and start with your most important task takes tremendous self-discipline. If you haven't done it up to now, it's so hard. But Goethe said, everything is hard before it's easy.
The discipline calls for strength and fortitude and will. It won't accept weakness. It won't tolerate another breakdown.
But it's like, oh, do you want to do this or not? Which is what I think a lot of it boils down to. Do you actually want to do this or not? Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason, it comes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
So I'm slowly trying to build this brand to the point where I can slowly, hopefully make people from motivated to driven, because motivation is crap. It's shit. People right now, maybe listening to this shit, they'll be motivated to go run. If it's cold somewhere where they're at, a lot of motherfuckers will shut that door, go back inside. That's motivation. It comes and go as how you feel. I like a motherfucker whose life is imploded, ain't got shit in life, and says, I still gotta get after today, man.
My question to you is, what makes for a good day? Huh? Think about that for a second. I'll tell you what my thing is. What makes for a good day for me is that I go to bed that day a little bit sharper mentally and physically than when I woke up that morning. If I can go to bed stronger mentally and physically than when I woke up that morning, and I can combine that day with another day and another day to make a good week to a good month to a good year, there's nothing out there I can't control.
I believe so much in myself, and I have a bulletproof mind, and when I go out there, I know what I'm able to do, and I do it good.
Because what I focus on is the discipline of my nutrition that happens throughout the day. Not that 1 hour day in the gym, but the other 23 hours of what I put in my pie hole, the conscious decisions I make. To me, having abs is discipline. I've mastered the art of discipline.
That's what you see, but it's all things that I very consciously and very routinely comb over, prune what's not working, add something new as I learn it. And that is, at the end of the day, you have to have a rule that you don't do anything that diminishes yourself.
Especially true for people in their 20s is that you should push yourself beyond your limits of tolerance in your 20s to find out where it is. How much can you work? How disciplined can you become? Like, can you work 12 hours a day? Can you work 8 hours a day? Can you work 3 hours a day? Like, flat out, where's your limit? And how much work can you do, and how much socialization? You should find out. Push yourself past and then back off to that point where it's optimally sustainable.
Listen, every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the fucking face, man. You have to take all this shit head on. Every day when I get up out of bed, I strap up and I'm getting ready for fucking war.
You can make as much money as you want. You can have as much freedom as you want. You can have as much opportunity as you want, but you got to go out and get it, because I can tell you right now, every single one of you out there have exactly what you deserve. You might think that life is unfair. You might think is that life dealt you a bad hand, but I'm here to tell you, life will give you exactly what you tolerate. And if you've been tolerating mediocrity, you've been tolerating average, you've been tolerating this victim mentality that you're carrying, then guess what? You have exactly what you deserve.
You can do more than this. If I had to walk, I had to walk. It just became just a process of grinding and grinding, and grinding is not even a good word for it. It's not even a good word for it. And just going further and further. And then when I got through running, I go to the bike, I go to the pool. If I got tired somewhere, my legs were tired, I go to the gym. And I developed this crazy workout where I was doing volume, like 200-300 reps of like very lightweight. People always say, you know, how come you don't have any like loose skin? My workout routine in the gym became sick. It became sick. I was just doing 200-300 reps, 400 reps on like chest, just like for one simple exercise. The bench press, and I rack it, get back on it, just rep it out, trying to burn as many calories as I can, build that muscle mass, and I just became obsessed with it.
How dare anybody talk shit on someone who is trying to level up in their life, in their marriage, as a father, in their personal income, in their health, in their mindset? How dare they, that society has gotten to a place that when you try and better yourself, that they will fucking throw shade on you? I believe that you have the right to throw shade right back. And you just slap their fucking gelatinous little titties and go, look at this. I could fucking milk you, bro. I could milk your little titties. So I'm gonna go to the gym and build some fucking pecs while you go and drink booze and pump out estrogen. Now listen, man, I'm not trying to say you ought to be that level of an asshole. I can be that level of an asshole because I am, and I'm passionate, and I give a shit. Because you only live one life, right?
You can accept that the work that you have done has created the outcome that you've created. But you do not need to accept that the outcome that you've created is the end-all, be-all, and the last outcome that you need to have. The only version of acceptance that I have is that I accept that the version of myself that I want to be is so far from who I am, that I have this massive discrepancy that I have to overcome. And then just breaking that down one step at a time and thinking, I don't deserve to be that man, but I can still do the things that can create it. And that also means that I have to go through the circumstances that would create that man, which means that if I have unbelievable big dreams and big goals, then I have to go through hard times.
Trial and error. You know, you grow up and you make game-winning shots and it's awesome. You come back the next day and miss a game-winning shot and it's misery. And then the next day comes and you're back playing again. And you understand that life has this cyclical nature where it's, you know, what you do on Monday, it's fantastic, but then Tuesday is a bad day. But guess what? There's Wednesday.
And I started working out like somebody. I became the most obsessed person on the planet Earth. And I had to invent a guy that didn't exist. I had to invent a guy that can take any pain, any suffering, any kind of judgment, be called nigger, be called whatever the fuck in the world, and be able to stand in the fucking room and say, go fuck yourself. I had to build this callous mind, and I built it through suffering. I built it through downright fucking just crushing myself. If it was raining outside at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning, if it was snowing, the first instinct is don't go out there and do shit. My instinct was, we gotta fucking go out there. Anything that was fucking horrible in my life that I would normally say no, that was inhumane to most people, I had to go do it. And I started callousing my mind at this point in my life.
So I'm here to tell you that it will take longer. It will be more difficult. It will require more effort on your part. But you know what I can tell you about that? When you do the hard things, you will have a happy and easy life. But if you constantly choose to take the path of easy and negotiate and compromise, you will have a hard life. A hard life that ends with regret. So I'm here to tell you that if you live a no compromise life, if you become unreasonable in your expectations, find a group of fighter jets to belong to and no more fucking crop dusters, you will become the 2.0 that you deserve to become and that your family deserves to have as a leader.
There's 10,000 times more going on inside the head of a man than you have any idea. He's carrying burdens that you don't have a clue about, and he don't know how to express them, and he don't know what to do about it, and he figures if he puts it out there and communicates it, he's just going to be shot down, called a fool, called weak. So he carries it inside, and you have no clue the burdens and the hell that most men are carrying inside and not even showing you.
Every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you don't fit in with your own friends, but you don't have the outcomes yet to fit into a new group of friends. And you're doing this thing, you're consuming content on the internet, you're doing these free tutorials online to try and figure out how to set up a podcast and where do I host this thing? And then you're going through this and you're like, is this even worth it? Because you have no signs of success, right? But if there's anything that you can take away from what we're saying right now is that the sign of success is the hate that you get along the way. And what you can't do is bend the knee to their hate and fit back into the conformity because it's comfortable and it's warm. Because like in the Matrix, when Trinity opens the door, when Neo's about to go take the red pill and he wants to get out of the car, she says, Neo, you've been down that road and you know exactly where it leads. And I know that's not where you want to be. And then he closes the door.
1 mile is a great accomplishment. 2 miles, and then from 2 to 3 was a big one. Then I went from 3 to 6. And then, like, they have a warning order that they give people to get ready for buds. And the whole thing was running 6 miles 5 days a week. And that was my goal. And so I failed. I go back to scratch. I use some positive motivation. I have like one day where I'm like fucking defeated. But I started realizing this is part of the process. This is part of the journey. I had to realize this is part of my process versus just saying, like I used to, I'm just not good enough. If I'm not good enough, we always say that shit. I'm just not good enough. And then we try something else. I'm going to fucking make myself good enough. And that became my mentality. I'm going to make myself good enough. And so I misunderstood a lot, but that's all it came down to. I made myself good enough. And the days I couldn't run that far, the next week, I would do 2 a days.
Everything else comes with it, and I hope you're ready for it. All the girls, all the fame, everyone's going to be asking how you do it and everything else. And hope you're ready for that, guys. So hopefully it doesn't come overnight, but it might be too much for you. And you do it the right way, you'll be ready. And you'll be damn proud of it. And once you have them, you will never, ever let them go. You have them for life.